Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I don't know how to start.
Well, do you want me to start?
Do you want to start?
Yeah.
I'm just nervous at all. Because the last few weeks, the tried and trusted Si, you've poo-pooed it. And I don't know what to do.
So I'll go now, yeah?
Started.
So, how are you, Andrew?
Thanks, honky-tonk. I'm all right there.
Thanks. Yeah. That was a nice thanks for no particular reason. What, thanks for asking kind of thing.
Yeah,
now,
thanks for being here.
Andrew, my main problem with all the podcasts I listen to is that they insist on this music at the top, yeah, right, for far too long. I listen to Middlesbrough Football podcast, a Borough podcast, a minute 20 before the podcast started. Now, my problem is it sounds like you're tuning, you know, if you're tuning for a radio station,
yeah,
and you hit adverts, you think, oh, fuck it, I'll move on.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm trying to start this one with familiar sounds, as you know.
Yeah.
We've been,
yeah,
in the supermarket, etc.
It's working really well. Yeah.
So here's my suggestion this week, Andrew.
Okay.
I wondered about starting the show with the sounds from Newcastle Airport, right, as you fly from Newcastle to your holiday in Spain.
Right.
Here's some suggestions,
okay,
yeah? Right. Will passenger Doug Stott please report to the information desk? Your Alsatian has followed you to the airport and is kicking up a shitstorm. See what I mean?
Good one.
Or a little kiddie saying, Mam, I want some chicken dippers. Oh, shut up about dippers, Kieran, and sup your blue drink. Your dad's got a reed fart on already. See, sounds from the airport.
Very familiar.
Passengers are reminded that all blue drinks must be disposed of before entering the departure cages. Life in Newcastle. Mams are reminded that your nippers are not allowed to go wee-wee in the large feature potted plants. So, like, we've brought...
Oh, that's really got me holiday mood, that has.
Isn't it, though?
Totally.
You're at Newcastle, ready, yeah, for your flight to, where would it be, Alicante,
I reckon.
Alicante.
Yeah.
Alicante.
We're
all passengers for Alicante, sup up the blue drinks. We're about to depart. Do you want a name, Andrew?
Go on, give us some options.
Alan Pig.
Alan Pig.
And that's two G's.
Two G's,
right?
I thought it would be.
He works at his dad's farm shop, yeah, yeah? Now, on the downside, because that's a lovely place to work, isn't it? A farm,
yeah,
shop, isn't it? But on the downside, he's a self-harmer, yeah? And he once bit a horse on its flank when he was in Israel.
Right.
So that's a little bit about him. What about Jez Bevel?
Tell me about Jez Bevel.
Yeah, I can see by the look on your face, you kind of want to be Jez, don't you? Jez Bevel, he lives in a minimalist condo, yeah?
Right.
Nothing there apart from a 4K TV, a bright orange Swedish office chair, and a golden eagle.
Ooh.
That's Jez's life.
I like that.
Not bad, is it? Shits McWhirter.
Yeah.
He holds several world records relating to Todd and Todding, yeah?
Yes.
He's done the thinnest ever.
Yeah.
He's done the most Todds in the shape of Portugal. He's done the hardest Todd ever laid.
Yeah.
And, interestingly, the most cuddleable Todd.
Ooh.
Cuddle if you wanted to cuddle.
Yeah.
He's done a really
cuddle. How would one measure that?
Just they got some experts in,
right,
some McWhirter or whatever.
Yeah.
Gave it a cuddle.
Yeah.
And they decided which one they'd enjoyed most. Funky Kev.
I don't think I could rise up to the occasion.
Yeah, you're all about Jez at the moment, aren't you?
So far.
Funky Kev. Funky Kev, sorry. Funky Kev, yeah? Nice chap. Got a little bit of a pot belly, little round white pot belly, you know what I mean? He's got lots of miniature pets, you know, like little hamsters, the little dogs,
yeah,
the little cats and that. He collects glass clowns, so that's nice, isn't
right,
it, Andy? Flat as a 50s vibe. You liking him?
Not really.
Not really?
Like a prick.
He's planning to fire a crossbow at his neighbour.
Now it's interesting.
So, who are you going to be?
Him.
You're going to be him? Funky
cause
Kev?
Because of the crossbow.
Your little pot belly.
I've got a couple for you. I've only come up with two because I like to think that less is more.
I know, I'm sorry, Andy.
You can be Milky Jackson. You'll see him come to life whenever there's one of them, you know, them little pots of long life milk you get on the trains or in the cafe up the Asda.
Yeah.
Every time he sees one of them, he'll open it and sniff it and shout, "Milksoft!" That's Milky Jackson, a proper little fucker.
Milksoft!
Milksoft!
That's when,
him.
Right, yo.
What, you got a question about
Milky
Jackson?
Well, I just wondered, do those little capsules of milk ever go off?
Nah, they don't. That's his thing, you see. He's trying to subvert the system from within.
So,
because it's a long life, isn't it? It's UHT. They don't go off.
Yeah, ultra high
treatment.
Treaded upon, yeah. He's all right, him.
He's all right, yeah. And your other choices.
Milksoff!
Milksoff!
Yeah.
The Duke of Hopscotch.
Right, like
he's
him already.
Got a well, hang on. He's got a hopscotch grid painted on his driveway.
Yeah.
But he's the subject of a banning order and he's got to stay locked in his bathroom every afternoon when the schools are coming out.
Right.
And his catchphrase is, "I didn't do it!"
Didn't do what, joke?
Mm. Never, that's all he says.
I don't like the sound. I don't like the sound of me. So who do I?
Milky Jackson.
No, fuck it. I'll be
Honky Tonk.
Honky Tonk.
All right.
Milksoft. Hey, been a while, Andrew, since I told you about the alderman.
It's been a long time. I assumed he was dead.
Would you like to hear or something?
I'd love to.
Well, last bank holiday was the annual camping trip for the daft lads.
Yeah.
You know, the ones who can't do out but fanny about and that, right? They're generally fanny about round the back of the shops, the ones up north in Stockton.
Yeah.
Or near the
precinct.
They tend to be around the back of the shops or near the garages, you know, the raw garages.
Yeah.
They tend to.
You fanny about on the roofs, can't you?
They love fannying about on the roofs. Yeah. Anyway, he runs an outdoor pursuit centre. It's just outside Hexham and they go there every now and then. So I went up to help out. So I'm in the minibus with the alderman on the way to Hexham to pick up some blue drinks, chicken dippers and Oreo biscuits for the daft kids, you know? And so the alderman says, "So, Robert, how is showbiz treating you, Robert?" I say, "It's all right, Bill. I'm doing a new show with Paul Whitehouse where I play a wanker." And he says, "That's perfect casting, Robert. Only joking, Robert. That Paul Whitehouse, Robert, I bet he's got a nice tight arse. Would you say so, Robert?" I said, "Oh, I don't really know, Bill. He keeps himself fit, Paul, so, yeah, probably."
You've never looked at Paul Whitehouse's ass?
Well, I have, and I think it's probably pretty tight, actually, to be honest, and I told the old man that. He says, "Generally speaking, Robert, does he prefer a slack or a jean, Robert?" I said, I've thought back. I think he likes a chino, actually, Bill, slim fit, quite short on the leg, I've always noticed, and he pulls them really quite high up into his crotch.
It's quite a betrayal of his working class roots, that, isn't it?
That's what he does.
Let's not judge him.
So, I mean, chinos aren't expensive now, and they are comfortable for the older
guy. But they give
us
a message, don't they?
Well, at this point, I mean, as mentioned, they've been pulled into the crotch. The alderman suddenly pulls into a lay-by, almost slamming the brakes on, you know.
Yeah.
"Get out, Robert. Get out of the car, Robert. Do it now, Robert."
So I get out. And he joins me. He says, "Show me, Robert. Show me how he wears them, Robert. Stand by that litter bin and show me, Robert." So I pull my jeans up tight into my crotch and stand there by the litter bin with my arse facing the alderman.
Uh-huh.
He says, "Hoist your jacket up, Robert. Put one hand on the rim of the bin and turn your head around to face me, Robert."
So I do as I told, like, and he takes out his phone. He says,
"Right, turn your head round, Robert, and look over your shoulder, Robert."
So that's what I do. He says,
"Now, sir, suits you, sir. Does my bum look big in this? And today I shall mostly be hoisting my chinos up high, Robert."
So that's what I do. He takes his snaps and we get back in the van.
Okay.
And old one, don't say another fucking word, Andy. So it's a bit unusual, isn't it? So we're at the outdoor.
Well, that's not it. There's more.
No. So we're at this place in Hexham. There's like huts, and there's like a big swimming pool where you have to do a safety course for canoeing before they allow you onto the river. Yeah. So but basically, what you do, you get in your wetsuit. We all get in the wetsuits, and then you got to get in the canoe and do that roll.
Yeah.
And show that you're capable of doing that. First in is Biffy Clyro, right?
Right.
Now he's been drawn all over his wetsuit with a silver marker pen.
Right.
And it's just interesting. What he's written ardent, lemon curd,
right,
nout matters, and Placingo Domingo.
This sounds like a set list. Well, there's that's a new EP coming out.
Did you see them at Glastonbury?
Nah.
Oh, shit, they were good, man. Were anyway, he turns around like a freaking salmon, and we all, be honest.
Yeah.
Well done, Buffy. Nice
He's
one,
done
Buffy.
This before.
Next up's me, right? But just as I'm going to get into the pool, the town clerk gives me a little tap on my ass. Just a little tap. Alderman grabs his wrist, right?
Matthew, what do you think you're doing, Matthew? How dare you touch Robert on his apricot, Matthew?
So he apologises. I get in. I struggle a bit, but I manage to right myself and climb back out. Yeah. And the vicar is then just about to get in, and the alderman stops him. He says,
I'll go in next if you don't mind, Colin.
In gets the alderman, big fucking splash, yeah? But before he reaches the canoe, he starts sinking a bit, and his arms flailing. He's in trouble. So just without thinking, not that I'm brave or anything, but I jumped in, grabbed him by his waist, and I dragged him to the side with his hands tightly holding on. He's on just near my ass. That's the Andy. He was just grabbing me. Then, fuck, this is awful, Andy. I don't even know what I should be saying this. Then suddenly his grip just releases.
That's not awful.
Well, yeah, and he's just drowning, you know. He's like gone stiff, you know, like
stiff.
No, all right, Andrew. The others get in, a few more others get in. We drag him to the side of the pool,
right?
And I unzip the front of his suit, and his chest's all covered with like lard. He sort of render, you know, for warmth and that.
Yeah.
And I can't hear a heartbeat as I rest my head on his chest, so I spit out a few long lardy hairs that have got caught in me out on me mouth. CPR, I shout. He needs CPR. CPR, whispers the alderman. I need CPR. I ask Biffy to help, but he's just scribbling on his face. He's fucking doing, he's
panic.
No good.
Panic mode.
And I hear the alderman whispering again, so I put my ear next to his. Robert, you do it, Robert. I'll pull my wetsuit up into your crotch. And you say, suits you, sir, after every kiss. So I just get on with it. It's just, to be honest with you,
it's a man's life. It's just risk, isn't it?
Yeah, one big bonus snog after another.
Yeah.
Goes on for ages. And I start thinking, you know what? There's nothing wrong with him. Why am I doing it? But I didn't stop.
Yeah.
You know, town clerk, furious, by the way. Suddenly, the alderman pushed me off and he gets up and he says, well, you lot, that was just a simulation to see who would step up. And just as I thought, it was Robert. Brave Robert. As a reward, Robert can share the honeymoon suite with me in the hotel. The rest of you are in your tents. So, did you think that story was a bit like a film?
I thought it was a lot more like a play.
Like a little play?
Yeah.
Do you think it would, if I made it into a short film, it would win Cannes Films? Or the, what is it? Doesn't one of the actors, like the Steve McQueen Festival or something... Golden
Nuggets.
Or whatever. Yeah, Did you think it felt like... You think it felt like a play or something?
I think they would have put it on Channel 4 at about half 11 at night in 1984.
Not bad, though, is it?
They wouldn't put it on now.
I'm pretty happy with that, Andrew.
They sort of bait off and all that stuff now. But, yeah. You know, back then.
Is there anything you want to say just at this moment, Andy?
Can I call you a shit?
Yeah, of course you can.
You fucking shit.
Nice one, thank you.
Hey, I had one of them foot-long sausage rolls this week. Have you seen them?
Who does them?
Morrison's.
One foot.
I wandered into Morrison's for the first time in ages, and then right in the foyer,
there's
this big display, the foot-long sausage roll.
How much is it?
£4.
Fucking
foot-long and about a good 4 inches wide.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a thinny mini one. It was like properly proportioned.
How thick was the tod of sausage in the middle, though?
Thick enough.
Thick enough.
Thick enough. I mean, there's a good case in a pastry in it, but it was, you know.
You've enjoyed it, haven't you? You've got a lovely smile on your face, haven't you?
It was like, you know, it was like enduring a telethon.
Yeah.
It took us that long to eat it. There was various phases. There was elation.
Yeah.
Initially, and then there was sort of like tedium after a while.
Really?
And then I got drunk. And then it just...
What, drunk on sausage?
No, I got drunk while I was eating it.
Oh, right.
Like, as the day went on, it started off at like tea time.
Do you have this
by
warm?
By the time I finished it... No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I just had it cold. By the time I finished it, it was like 11:30.
Yeah.
And I was just pissed.
I think if you warm a sausage roll, the problem with that is it reveals the unpleasantness a bit, doesn't it? It reveals the fat.
If you get one that's being warmed within the bakery, that's all right. But when you get one you've bought cold and then reheat it,
yeah,
it's never the same.
But do you know what I mean, Andy? A cold sausage roll, you can almost convince yourself it's not unhealthy. You know, you don't see the fats or feel the fats as much. That's right. That's what I'm saying.
No, you're probably right. That's coming from someone who's had a heart condition, though.
I wouldn't eat a 1 foot. That's
let's face
it, so it's less than 10p an inch.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it seem that cheap when you think of it like that.
Going up to £1.14, I think. This is an initial entry offer.
See, 10p for an inch of sausage roll, suddenly that doesn't...
Oh, you pay about 70 pence for a one in Greggs, it's only like 6 inches or 8 inches long.
No, I'm not doing it relative to Greggs or whatever. I'm just saying, like, generally speaking, and 10 pence for an inch of sausage roll doesn't seem great, really.
Do you not think?
Not really, no.
Not in this day and age. I'm not having one again.
I went to a screening, Andrew.
A screening?
Of a war film, right? Special screening.
How did you get invited to that?
Because I'm VIP special. Right. I'm like special.
Even still special in 2017, you still get invited.
Fucking right, yeah. Jesus. And what I did was Dara O'Brien was in the seat behind me,
right?
And, I've tried to tape it. What went on, Andy? And I taped a little bit of it on my phone. See if it.
What?
So.
We have a job to do.
There were pestering. So that's all I dared do. I did take another one. I'll try the other one. See. I don't know whether this is boring. A pain in the neck.
Did you not get someone chucking out?
Well, I had a word with him. You might be able to hear him. Anyway.
He fired dirt.
I'm just trying to watch a fan.
No, is it?
I had a word with him.
Keep down a bit.
I think you keep it down. There it goes again. I actually left. After that. It was about 40 minutes into the film. I left.
That's terrible. So, what film is it?
Dunkirk.
You know, it's illegal to record film.
The film track?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm a criminal then.
You are? Listen to these. I've got some things that have been in Vanity Fair magazine this month.
Right.
In their in or out section.
Does that mean like trendy or not trendy?
That's exactly what it means, right. Bob, yeah. I want you to tell me if you think these are in or out.
Okay.
Lorries.
Lorries. In my life, in.
Right, okay. Oversized slippers.
In.
All right. Music.
Out.
Yep. Ironically watching old episodes of Hannah Gordon's Watercolour Challenge.
Fuck that.
Out, you're saying. Non-ironically watching old episodes of Hannah Gordon's Watercolour Challenge.
In.
Nice. The Tabitha Huntley Mysteries books.
Beautiful.
In.
In.
Very good, thank you very much.
You're going to tell me what I got right and wrong?
1 out of 6.
1 out of 6?
1 out of 6.
Bloody hell, was it Lorries?
I'm not telling you.
I occasionally do film and TV box set news.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Just want to say that I very much enjoyed Ozark. I think you find that on Netflix.
Yes.
And I might have said this before, but I do recommend Sneaky Pete and Startup, which are on Amazon, I think. Anyway, wives' question.
Perhaps if you're in the future, if you tell me what you're going to watch, I could watch them too and we could maybe get some content out of it. Just a thought. Instead of you just reading out a list.
I know, but you're not as fucking lazy as me, Andy. I mean, I've watched Ozark in 2 days, so that's 6 hours a day. And you wouldn't do that, would you?
I'd be busy with a sausage roll.
Exactly. Wife's questions.
Go on, then.
Hello, Andy, she says.
Hello, Bob's wife.
Andrew, do you have a tourist information centre in Sunderland? And if so, does it just give directions to the Johnny Factory and the Pox Clinic? Just a nice question about the tourists.
I don't know if we have one. We used to have one, but it was shut down because of fleas.
Okay, if you did have one, right, what would be its number one recommendation? So an American or a Mexican comes in,
right,
and says, hey, English tourists, bud, what's nice to see here? I want a powerful sight.
Probably the rock pools at the beach with the crabs in.
Oh, that's nice.
I believe there's 6 dead crabs in there at the minute.
Are they human crabs? Or...
No, I don't know. They might be.
You never know.
They're motionless. But they are on until September the 29th.
Oh, right. And you have to, what, you have to pay to see them?
Yeah, there's a waiting list.
To see the dead crabs?
Yeah.
The dead crabs of Sunderland. Yeah. Is it full of Todd as well?
I'm not saying.
Andrew, no spoilers. She says, is it true that the lasses in Sunderland, when they're on a night out, carry their spare knickers around in buckets? Is that true, she says?
I don't know. I haven't had a night out in Sunderland for a long, long time.
Righty, oh, okay, that's fine. They've been possible to answer, aren't they, Andrew? But you can see by the look on my face, I do like
you
to ask.
You're enjoying yourself, yeah.
What, in your bungalow, do you have a special turpentine bowl and spatula to release your feet when they get attached to the sticky nylon carpet?
No.
No?
No.
Well, you just pull them off and if some
skin comes off.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
How am I meant to get to the turpentine bowl if I've stuck with the fucking carpet?
Well, I think she's thinking maybe you position it centrally with a long-handled spatula.
Before I sit down for the evening. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I've got some questions here from my blood relatives for you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Dear Uncle Bob, what do you call your front part below your chest? Do you call it your tummy, your belly, your gut, or something else?
Tummy.
Your tummy.
Yeah.
Bob's tummy.
Yeah, well, what do you call it? Your fucking gut.
Your belly.
All right, belly.
No, you've said tummy.
All right, tummy.
Bob. Who do you blame whenever something in your stupid life goes wrong? Is it a woman, the foreigners, or yourself?
Myself.
That's a lie. Third question.
Yeah?
Harvest is approaching, Bob. Are you planning a harvest festival in your village? And will you once again be performing a human sacrifice using the offcuts from your secret DNA murder lab?
DNA murder lab.
Yeah.
Well, I murder DNA. That don't make no sense. Well, I don't live in a village. I live in a town.
Right.
What am I doing? Am I erecting a
human sacrifice using the offcuts from your secret DNA? This is just what my kid said. Secret DNA murder lab.
Nah, Andrew, that's all bullshit. Don't do any. I don't do any of that.
I noticed that you looked out the window there when you said that. You couldn't sort of look me in the eye and say...
I'll look you in the eye and say no.
I don't want you to. You've looked away now,
so I can't look you in the eye.
Exactly, which I think proves my point.
That's a trickster.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection... Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Steve McLaren, interested?
Well, what would happen if I said no?
Well, I've got a good song. I mean, if you said no politely, I would move on.
Me personally, not asked. The listenership
might be.
Go for it.
So when we last saw Steve, right, he was on a train bound for Glasgow, yeah? And Casper, his snake, was on
Can I just add?
Yeah.
What has Steve McLaren been linked with this week?
Well, I know it all ties in, Andrew.
Oh, you're going to mention it, are you?
All fucking ties in.
All right, okay.
Do you think this isn't factual? So when and Casper's on a train heading for Inverness, right?
Right.
So with those people looking through...
People, I think must be fans.
Think ISIS?
No.
Are they really?
Yeah.
You're kidding
not
me?
Of us, of themselves.
Well, get your tits out. He has as well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, which is a shame. So, and Casper's heading to Inverness. So right. Steve gets hold of a guard and explains his predicament. The guard, I don't know if you remember, for the purposes of this story, all British Rail employees are Welsh.
Right.
And I've stuck with that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible, sir. Excuse me, sir. Why have you got a crescent of ham on your head? That's not a ham crescent, says Steve. That's me mid-head Oxbow Lake, you Rodney Plonker. It separates my hair island from the mainland hair. Let me tell you all about it. Let me take you to the West Sussex Downs. Come with me, squeeze me, listen to the sounds. We'll laugh, we'll dance, you'll pat me on the head. If you're a lady, we might just end up in me bed. I'm a creature with a feature that will blow your gypsy mind. I've a hairstyle, it's unique mind that nature has designed. Mid-head Oxbow, why don't you jump one in? Mid-head Oxbow, it's perfect for a swim. Do you know what I mean? Do you feel me? It's bigger than both of us. It's a new way, full of joy and hope. It's a mid-head Oxbow, take it for a spin. It's a mid-head Oxbow, it's made from actual skin. Please, world, you've got to listen. Together we can end the madness. A different world where harmony costs nothing. The front bit's an island full of fruit and spice. The back lot is a country where everything is nice. On Sundays and Mondays, no one goes to sleep. You can cross to the island, the water's not that deep. There's a market selling street food and homeopathy. There's a park and a cafe where the sausage rolls are free. I'm offering you a life free from pain and skullduggery. A safe space where you can dream of a life without pain and hardship. It's a mid-head Oxbow, no new hope for humankind. Mid-head Oxbow will take away your fears. Mid-head Oxbow will lubricate your beard. You have to believe me, it's a movement, an uprising. It's got a lot going for it. Come on, sign up, let's change things for the many, not just the few. What do you think, Andy?
7 out of 10.
Just 7, you fucker. So the guard says, how in the very hell, sir? I tell you what, I'll phone ahead to Coventry and ask the station master to hold the train. We're only 5 minutes behind, lovely boy. That's nice, isn't it? So they get to Coventry and the station master's on the platform and him and Casper are playing with Casper's boing boing button.
Right.
Having a right good laugh. So that's nice, isn't it, Andy? Mr. McCrallan, is it? What a lovely snake. What's his name? Bloody Rodney Plonker, if I had my way, says Steve, because he's a bit annoyed, Andy, because he nicked off to the wrong train. Come on, Casper, let's get a fart on. So the station master says, I've told the guard to allow you in first class, less people. Be nicer for Casper, innit? Boy, oh, there's lovely and tidy, innit? So they get settled. Casper looks a bit bashful, and Steve won't even look at him when he rests his head on Steve's lap. He's in a right old, got a cob on with him. Suddenly there's a lot of huffing and puffing, and out of the toilets comes Sean Dyche. He's on his way back to Burnley.
Right.
Right. Probably have to change at Preston or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I reckon so.
And he's been to a big exhibition in London of those machines that Shaggy, you know them?
Yeah.
So Shane says, all right, Steve. All right, Casper. Do you mind if I join you? I've just had a tod and some company takes me mind off the ache I get in me ballsack after I've passed a hobbit sock or two. Not at all. Hey, how's it going at Burnley? All right, he says. Just treading water. If I keep my head down, I might get the England job when Southgate gets his final taxi. If not, I'm going to open up a welding academy once we go down. No foreigners, just local lads. Oh, my bloody balls. Now, at this point in the day, Andy, I heard about Danny Rose saying he wasn't happy with his wages.
Yeah, he wants to go north, doesn't he?
And he wants to go up north. So I'm going to abandon that story,
right?
To tell you, because I got straight on the phone to my contact at Spurs training ground, So this is what happened when he, this is true, what happened when he turned
up sure it is, yeah.
yesterday. Well, he arrived, it's at Enfield or something, in his white and black trench coat, checked trench coat, and his Jimmy Choo crocodile high top, Stanny.
Yeah.
No sooner had he stepped out of his car than he was grabbed from behind, right, and a large Gucci holdall was pulled over his head. His hands were taped behind his back, and he was bundled into the boot of a Bentley.
Right.
Right. So, fearing he was being kidnapped, he started to count to 10, then back down to 1, then back up to 10.
That's good in a kidnapped situation.
I think I know why he did it. I don't think it's going to help him, but the thought that he was doing something probably helped rest his mind, you know
Stop
what I mean?
From shitting himself.
Yeah. About 20 minutes later, the car came to a halt, the boot opened, and he finds himself staring at 3 masked men, all wearing black head to toe. Ooh. He was in a dead-end alley. So that's not a very nice place to end up in,
no,
is it, Andy?
No.
And the first bloke in the mask. The first bloke in the mask, I'll call him Mask One, yeah?
Right.
He says, "You have been kidnapped, mister, which I know is very upsetting, but we're pretty tough guys and don't give a fluffery buffery about other people's feelings."
I wonder who he is.
Oh, I know.
Sounds like a wrong one.
Mask Two. "Yes, I second that. We're a very nasty lot and we'll stop at nothing. If you don't cooperate, we might even douse you with unclean water that is potentially riddled with germs." So Danny says, "Hey, look, Debbie, Harry, can you take this bag off, please, and untie my hands?" So he spotted straight away who it was. Mask One, Harry, basically. "Shit, we have been rumbled. We might as well take our masks off. So what's all this about you being a snitch and bad-mouthing the Super Lily Whites? It's very disrespectful and unpleasant. I'm tempted to call you a snake in the grass." Debbie, "You are just asking to feel our ferocious heat. How do you think the posh feels hearing your poison? Not very happy, I should think. I wouldn't be surprised if you had to pat his brow with a hanky." Danny says, all I said was that we should sign some bigger players, and if not, I'm up north." Harry says, "The grass isn't always greener, Danny. You get some very unpleasant types up north." Debbie says, "Yes, there are people in Manchester with very slack manners, and some people in Liverpool can be very sloppy in regards to their dental health." Danny says, "Yeah, but I'll get paid 5 times as much a week, and I might actually win something, you know." Harry says, "Don't be silly, Danny. Why are you telling us fibs? Super Spurs pay the best wages to the best people to achieve the best outcomes for the best fans." He says, "Look, if you don't believe me, listen to this message I got from Kyle Walker." Plays on his phone. It says, "Hiya, Dan. Just wanted to confirm. Yeah, I'm on 150k a week." Bloody hell. "And I got this one from Adam Liliana." He says, "All right, Dan, you fucker. I'm on 200k a week. Get your fat ass up here. In fact, I fucking insist that Moreno bloke we got at the moment's a fucking joke. He don't even moisturise. Can you believe it? He's going to need bucket loads of concealer soon if we don't buck his fucking ideas up." So they realise, shit, it must be true. So Harry says, "Right, get in the car, Danny. If this is true, not only am I distressed and upset, I also feel I have been piffily whiffled. Let's go and have it out with Mr. Levi." And off they go, right? Now, I know what happens, Andy, but I want you to check the press, keep an eye on your Twitter feeds, etc.
Yep.
And you check out and see what happens with Debbie
and Ali. You'll be able to confirm that at a later date.
Just keep your eyes on your Twitter feeds and that.
Will do.
Did you think that story, Andy, had elements of that film Ronin? Do you know Ronin?
The trench coat bit.
Do you like, yes.
There's a trench coat in that, isn't there?
And the car. The
or is that The Matrix?
That might be The Matrix, Andy. Ah. Do you think that film was that story was a little bit like The Matrix?
No.
Nah, you bastard.
Hey, shall we have a trip to see Vince Parsnips and Marion?
Oh, right.
What they're up to.
You want theme tune?
Sitcom. What would we call it? Dial P for Parsnips?
Something like that.
Why not?
We'll just here comes the theme tune.
Right. Hey, Marion, get your suitcase back from your sister. We're going on holiday.
Really, Vince? Really? But how? We haven't got any money.
I know, and it's not going to cost us a penny. I've landed a job working as a holiday camp comic down south. 4 weeks' work, and we head off tomorrow.
Oh, Vince, that's amazing. Now I'll be able to afford to get the dogs wormed.
It's going to be an adults-only show, Marion, for after the kids have gone to bed. So I've written some slightly more risque material.
Ooh.
I've been working on it secretly for 2 months so I can surprise you.
Hey, Vince, I'm all of a quiver. Go on then, let's hear some of your routine.
All right, here we go. Hey, hey, hey! Come closer, I tell you, come closer. Do you remember, right, do you remember bonking? Hey, do you? Back in the 1980s! It was what we all did when shagging went out of business. Do you remember? Oh, madam, do you fancy a bonk later on, eh? Do you? Listen, though, listen, you'll like this one. Do you remember? Do you remember? No, seriously, do you remember? Pond bags in hedgerows. Do you remember them? A trying on your wife's bra when she was out? And that poster of the tennis lass scratching her ass? And watching Porky's on the VHS. And Porky's 2 on the VHS. Big tits. Little tits.
Ooh, you weren't wrong. It is a bit blue, Vince. Where is it, Vince? When do we go?
Here you go, Marion. Have a look at this letter. All the details are in here.
Oh, let's have a look. Oh, this is very exciting. Right, so it's Camber Sands. And we'll head off first thing tomorrow morning. Oh, Vince.
What's that, love? What's wrong?
I don't think you've read this letter properly, Vince.
Uh-oh.
It says you're going to be playing the role of Tommy Squeaker in the Billy Bonkers Daytime Fun Squad. You're going to be working in the kids' club, Vince. You can't use any of that material.
What? Well, it took me weeks to write it. I'll never be able to come up with another routine by tomorrow.
Oh, Vince.
Hang on, Marion. I think I know who's behind this. It's that Robert fucking Webb again.
Oh, Vince.
Robert Webb.
Robert Webb.
Causing problems.
Causing problems for Vince.
I've asked Barry Ormond to come in. I thought you might like to interview him. Can you see him outside there? Shall I get Barry Ormond in? You want to interview him?
Yeah, he's there. I'm just sitting through the door there. Go on, fetch him in. Put your microphone back in the right place when he comes in.
I'll get out.
You get out, yeah?
Hi!
Barry!
Hi! Yep.
Barry,
yep,
hi!
Yep,
welcome to the podcast.
Hey, it's great to be here, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, Barry, you're a homeowner, obviously.
Yep.
Would you give our listeners a quick description of your home?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's modern Georgian in an exclusive cul-de-sac. Small grass front lawn, larger back garden, one-third decking, two-thirds lawn and borders. Room for 2 cars on the drive, up and over automated garage door. Really sweet. The sort of place an actor or a fine art dealer might aspire to. Yep.
All right, so what, a bit like Brookside?
Yeah, that kind of upmarket vibe. With a Georgian twist, yeah.
All right, Georgian twist, right, okay. Barry, have you got a mortgage or, you know, do you own the house outright? Have you paid the mortgage off?
Yeah, got to. Yeah, I got a fixed rate mortgage, right, that I switcheroo every 2 years. Banking industry fucking hates me. If there's a hoop, I jump into it with my eyes shut and my fucking shirt unbuttoned, pal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Barry, do you have a wife or a girlfriend?
Well, I mean, my wife did a leave-a-rooney on me about 6 months ago.
Okay.
Basically, we were incompatibata. Do you know what I mean? Incompatible.
So. Yeah.
I love sports. I love cars, designer clothes, designer haircuts, designer furniture. She was a slob. There, I said it. A fucking slobitatis idiotii.
Oh, you laugh like Bob. but Barry, what makes your house so special?
Oh, I'm not sure. I mean, I think most of all, it's the vibe.
Yep.
It's like, you know, it's like I went to Ibiza, bottled the vibe and painted my walls with it, yeah?
Have you been to Ibiza?
No, man. I'm too busy making my money tree. You know what I mean? Yep.
Right. What is it you do for a living, Barry?
Yeah, I'm a dick model. Only jokes, yeah. I'm head of telesales for Britain's fifth largest electrical retailer.
Okay.
Yeah, AO. I've got so much responsibility on my shoulders that I have to wear a backpack 24/7.
Okay.
Yeah.
What car do you drive, Barry?
Yeah, red Audi TT, turbo diesel, one of the fastest sports cars in the south of England. brutal if you floor it at the lights or at the car park exit opposite Frankie and Benny's, yeah.
How tall are you, Barry?
I'd say medium height, round 5'5", yeah, that area.
Medium, you say?
Yeah, defo, yeah.
You sure, yeah?
Yeah, well, taller still when I'm wearing my cowboy boots, which I usually am, yeah.
Okay, thanks for joining us today, Barry Homeowner.
Yeah, well, I hope you've enjoyed it. Hey, I'm just networking out there in the office.
Right.
If you need any more, okay?
If I do, I'll let you know. Thanks, yeah. Barry, yeah.
Cheers! Yeah. That was hilario. Are we still on air?
Yeah.
I thought I was good, did you?
Yeah, I'd probably get in the podcast, actually. That was
it was fucking hilario. You're really good.
Yeah,
see you anyway. Bye. So, how was he?
Bit of a prick.
He's a bit of a prick, isn't he? Fuck, he's not very tall, is he?
He provided a good 2 minutes of content, though, so that was good.
He's not very tall, is he?
He's
tiny little fella.
He'd do all right in a limbo contest.
Shit, yeah.
In Ibiza, if he ever went there.
So, I was in South Africa.
Were you?
As you know, last year it was. And
lots of things happened to you.
Some terrible things happened to me. So, I was in the hotel. I really fancied some chocolate. Do you ever get that?
Oh, yeah.
Usually it's there'll be a flake or buttons. Mm-hmm. The taste of them will just enter my mind and I need them, right?
Or suck a twirl.
Oh, twirl, a greasy twirl.
Yeah.
With its greasy covering. The ripple was fucking greasy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Milk's off.
So I've milk. Oh, yeah. Walked up there, so they didn't have any fucking, they had this chocolate, cooking chocolate at the hotel. It was shit, so I thought, I'll walk up, I'd seen a garage, just normal garage, shell garage sort of thing. So I walked up the road to see if they had any. As I walked through the forecourt, there was a bloke like sweeping up, cleaning the pumps and that.
Yeah.
I said, oh mate, do you sell chocolate here? And he says, no mate, you need to go to Rudy's, great selection, blow your fucking mind. I said, where's Rudy's? And he spotted I was British, so he said he'd show me. Right, I thought it was nice of him. So we walk up the road a bit. He says he really likes the Bounty.
Right.
In fact, he says, I prefer the Bounty, but the Star Bar's a genuine beauty. What are you going to get? I says, I fancy a Mars bar, might even have a Crunchy.
Yeah.
Get to Rudy's, he says, wait here. Rudy doesn't like the British. Give me the rand and I'll get the bars. And I only have a 10 rand, yeah? It's about £5.
Right.
So I trust him. I give him it. He comes out with a little carrier bag full of chocolate bars, asks me where I'm staying. I tell him, he says, oh, well, follow me. I know a shortcut. And he goes down this alley full of, like, I've got to be honest, it was disgusting, like, full of dog dirt, used condoms, nappies, that sort of thing. And then suddenly he stops, Andy. So imagine how awful this is, and he pulls out a really long hunting knife.
Shit.
Sharp steel hunting knife. He says, take off your clothes and bend over so your nose is touching a dog bath. Well, with a knife in my face,
what else can you do
as I'm told.
Yeah.
Yeah? Then he hands me a dairy milk.
Oh,
right?
That's says, all right.
Take it out of the wrapper and move it into your anus. Oh, God. So I start taking up. Off the wrapper, and just then I hear another voice. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking gangbanger! It's Rudy
from
Rudy's store. He says, "Hi, I'm Rudy. You okay?" I says, "Oh yeah, thank you so much." He was making me put chocolate into my ass. Do you think he would have killed me? He says, "You bad English. He would have bludgeoned you with a condom full of dog bath." Fucking gangbangers, you gotta love them. And that's what another incident that happened in...
Another incident involving the exposure of your ears to peril.
Strange country.
It's a very bizarre country.
Yeah, full of villains, full of heroes.
That would have stopped after Mandela got out, but...
No, seemingly not.
Just carrying on like that. Bob, we're going to have to end it, I'm afraid, because we've got Robert Peston and Dara O'Brien outside. They've got the studio booked from 11:30, so we're going to have to call it a day.
Yeah, I'd better get out before they arrive, hadn't I?
Yeah, I think so. That window looks big enough to get out of over there, do you reckon?
See you, folks. I'm off.
Bye.
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.